Hi. Hi there. It's me. it's Eva. It's been so long, but I hope you still recognize my voice. Sorry to be calling you. Sorry I didn't catch you either. I was out with Jason last night. You remember Jason? Of course you do. He mentioned you. And Derek's away tonight. So, I don't know. I just got thinking and might have got drinking as well. I just wanted to call you. I kind of just wanted to hear your voice, but I don't know, I guess you're busy. I don't even know what you do nowadays. Jason, he just mentioned he'd seen you about 6 months ago. He mentioned that you got married. Welcome to the club. Dead bedrooms on the right, and drinking after the kids go to sleep is on the left. No, I'm sure you're happy. I hope you're happy. I got thinking about the olden days. You used to tease me about saying things like that. In the olden days could have meant anything. It could have meant last week, or it could have meant 5 years ago, or it could have meant the 1800s. It's an easy way to express it, but you used to tease me. You used to say, do you remember when we had breakfast in the olden days? Because it was a few hours ago. You know what always so funny? I could always make you laugh, though. I loved your laugh. You did this thing where your eyebrows would raise. You just shake up and down laughing. I love that. I hope you still laugh like that nowadays. I hope you're happy. Do you remember when I used to come over to your house? We always had to be so quiet because your parents were home, but it was quite nice. He taught me to bite down on my wrist so they wouldn't hear me screaming. At least after that first time. You almost seemed impressed at how loud I was. I was impressed. Before you, I'd been quiet, I think. But before you, I'd never came before. At least I don't think I had. You remember that weekend when I came over to your house? You were so excited, you were full of energy. And you said, my mum and dad are going away for a week. I did not go into college for that whole week. We planned to. I was gonna come stay at yours, but I was gonna come and stay at yours and go to college. Every day we didn't leave the house. I remember when I arrived and just dropped my bag at the door. And you just. I always remember the way you grabbed my hand. It wasn't taking it gently. You grabbed me by my wrist and dragged me upstairs. Well, dragged implies I wasn't willing. I was so willing. And you laid me down on the bed. You laid me down. You slowly undressed me. You started touching me. And I went to bite on my hand and you grabbed it away. You told me to fucking scream. I loved what you used to do. Lie me down. Wrap one arm around my thigh. Squeeze my hip. The other hand to play with my clit. Then you give me that smile. That smile of, yeah, I know what I'm about to do. And then you stop using your tongue with your hand. Fuck, I love that. You always seem so excited. I love watching you down there. You occasionally look up at me. It's like you were checking to see if you were doing a good job. You knew you were doing a good job. You work your way at my body. Kissing my hips. I used to love how you put kisses on my hips. Up my tummy. Across my tits. You'd be there a while. Used to bite and suck on my nipples while you entered me. Screamed that day. You taught me so much that week. I think we taught each other so much that week. I love it. I love it when we used to lie together on the bed afterwards. We were so young. We used to think we had it all figured out. We were just still learning. We were. But you taught me what. You taught me what I liked. You helped me see what I liked. You never made me feel bad when I said I like girls too. I always remember what you said. Attraction is attraction. There's no rhyme or reason to it. You told me how you thought about your best friend. What you want to do to him. I loved being in your bed. I loved being together. No judgment, just nice play. We helped figure each other out. you learned how to touch me. Taught me how to touch myself. Oh, I definitely remember those lessons. I remember the first blowjob I gave you. You were being nice. You were being nice to me. You were saying, "That's great, but try this." Fuck. I remember a few weeks later. I was sucking your cock, and you came down my throat. We both looked so surprised at each other. And then you seemed so proud of me. And I was so proud of me. I did that. I made that happen. I loved learning with you. I hope she knows how to make you happy. It made me so happy that I knew how to make you happy. I loved being the one who made you happy. You take care of yourself. You take care of yourself the way I would. Okay?